I think there's a number of different platforms. There's the Lobster platform where they use lobster traps and attach equipment to it. As I said, the study fleet has, I think, 35 vessels with temperature depth probes, and they're actively looking for more people, for people that are in the audience or are listening, that are willing to record information for them. And from this, you can get a mosaic of what's happening off our coast. The other thing you can do is look at historical data. If you look at the 1950s, specifically the early 1950s, you had a similar warm water regime, and similar things happened to what's happening right now. If you look at 1951 to 1953, it virtually disappeared. There were no closed areas. There were no regulations. There was a lot smaller mesh. If they could have caught them, they would have. The fish disappeared. The cold water regime returned in the 1960s and catches skyrocketed. So the fish did their thing irregardless of fisheries management. They responded to bottom water temperature. So I think you can look at that data and say, well, okay, maybe here's a similar place, and let's look at what happened then, and maybe you can figure out what is happening now and what is going to happen. It may give us some predictive capabilities. The other thing it can tell us is, what should our reference points be in warm water regimes? I mean, if we have a reference point that's, say, 60,000 tons, and the system's not going to produce in this regime more than 6,000 tons, we can rebuild until, hate to say it, hell freezes over. But it's not going to happen. And that is the key to where we are right now. You know, you have to have reference points for the regime you have, not for the regime you'd like to have. And I think that's an important point that needs to be addressed.